Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Sam Carr with you again today to share some things with you, some nuggets about leadership, some things that have blessed my life and I believe will bless you. And we've got John Welch with me, my associate pastor and executive pastor here at the church. Helps me with just about everything I do, and I'm happy to have him with me. And John, happy to have you with me on the program today.
Well, it's good to be here, Pastor, and I'm really looking forward to this, as always do, but to this session.
Well, we want to talk today a little bit in regard to leadership about the fact that leadership takes sacrifice. And I am astounded at how many people want to go somewhere with God. They want to do something, but they're not willing to give up anything to do it.
Yeah.
I had a pastor friend of mine call me one day, and he was trying to find a youth pastor. His youth pastor had left, and he was trying to find one. He said, it's just ridiculous. He said, they come in, the first thing they do when I'm interviewing these young people is they want to know, what is your health plan? What are my benefits? How much time vacation am I going to get? And he said, "I really, what I want to tell him is you're not getting any of that till you serve, and I mean, show me you can serve."
Yeah.
You know, ministry without sacrifice does not get you very far.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, it's just a job.
Right.
But once you understand that if you're going to be a leader, it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take sacrifice of your time. You're not going to be able to do all the things you want to do. You're going to have to sacrifice your abilities to the will of God, and you're going to have to sacrifice your finances.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a leader in finances in your ministry, and you're not, you know, you talk about other people, and I see this, John. People talk about, you know, they're always encouraging other people to give, and then you ask them, well, did you give? I said,
right.
No, I'm encouraging them to give. Well, that it doesn't work that way.
That's right.
You know, I remember when I first started in the ministry, I just made up my mind I was going to believe God and do all I could to be one of the top givers in my church. And I've always been one of the top. I was the number one giver for a while. But you know, if you're not willing to give and to sacrifice, then you're not going to lead very many people because people will respond to that. If they see you sacrificing, they'll respond to that.
That's right. You know, Pastor, I haven't been in ministry nearly as long as you, but one thing I have figured out, especially in pastoring, is that the pastor's church will look a lot like him and will function a lot like and value what he values and does what he does.
Right.
Seeing that over and over and over again.
That's a good point.
If a pastor's willing to sacrifice, you're
mm-hmm.
exactly right, in giving and their time and their ability,
mm-hmm.
the church will... his church will do the same.
Yeah.
And sometimes pastors complain about my church not doing this or that. But like you said, you've asked
right.
pastors before, are you giving? Are
yeah.
you sacrificing?
Yeah.
And so,
well, I remember years ago we were in a real battle here at the church. We were struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big time struggling. We were in a season where the city was trying to take our property from us and. We were in a lawsuit over it, and it was costing us a ton of money just to try to protect our rights.
Sure.
And I mean, it was just very, very difficult. And it got to the point where financially we couldn't pay the salaries.
Mm.
Now, at that point, you have to decide what kind of leader you're going to be.
Yeah.
Are you going to fire people?
Yeah.
Are you going to not pay the janitor who they make, you know, they make minimum wage, and if you don't pay them, they go hungry?
Yeah.
Or are you going to start at the top?
Yeah.
And I made up my mind a long time ago that if there was going to be sacrifice, I was going to be the first one to do it. And I'm not bragging about that.
Yeah.
That's not a bragging point. That's just a good point, excuse me, of leadership, of understanding what leadership is. And so I remember I didn't get paid for a month.
Uh-huh.
And look, I lived back in those, that was early, you know, in the early 90s, I was living pretty much paycheck to paycheck, you know, too, just like everybody else. But Becky and I just made up our minds we're going to just believe God, and we didn't get paid. Mm. And I didn't get paid so other people would get paid. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very difficult time, but what it did was the staff knew what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that all of them did, but, you know, a number of them did. And it really made them focus more on believing God and understanding how critical this was. And, well, you know, if pastors, you know, not getting paid, you know, who's next for one thing, you know. But I think that had something to do with it. But the other part was they were seeing, look, he's sincere about wanting to walk through this and see this through, and he's willing to give up.
Yeah.
You know, his own finances for it. And I see so many people today, they're just not willing to give up anything.
Mm.
You know, they're not going to work 42 hours. No, I work 40 hours. Wait a minute, you're in the ministry.
Right.
Yeah, I know I'm in the ministry, but I'm a 40-hour guy. Well, frankly, I don't know where that is in the Bible that if you're in the ministry, you work 40 hours.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's just there are certain jobs at the church that are 40-hour week jobs. I understand that. But if you're in the ministry and you're in leadership, then I just have to tell you, that doesn't apply.
Yeah, you're on the clock all the time. Yeah.
And I frankly, I didn't do this in the beginning, but I do now. I expect people, if they're in leadership, I expect them to sacrifice.
Sure.
I don't do it often, and I certainly don't take advantage of it. But if something needs to be done, I expect people to stay there and get it done.
Yeah.
You know, and if it takes whatever it takes, that's what we're going to do to get it done. And, you know, sometimes I'm there with them and sometimes I'm not. But the bottom line is I've already done it and I paid my dues and my sacrifices in a different area maybe. But I expect leadership people to sacrifice.
Because the truth is, if you're going to lead, you're going to sacrifice.
Yeah, you have to.
Like you said, there will be seasons and there will be times in your life where you'll sacrifice different things.
Yeah.
Different times,
and
I had someone gave me it's a little sign. Actually, I've got it hung up in my garage, and it says, "Sacrifice is trading something good for something better."
Yeah, exactly right.
And so I think sometimes people won't sacrifice because they don't realize what's on the other side of sacrifice.
Look, our whole lives are built on sacrifice. Jesus was a sacrifice.
Absolutely,
our whole lives are built on that.
Yeah.
And we sacrifice our time, our effort, our money, everything for the Lord and for the service of the Lord. And you've just got to make up your mind that's how you're going to live your life. Let me give you an example.
All right.
Okay, this is pretty plain, but Barnabas was called to go with Saul, not Ananias and Sapphira. Mm-hmm. Now they both sold land. Barnabas sold land and sacrificed and gave it to the ministry. Ananias and Sapphira sacrificed on the surface, but they didn't really sacrifice.
Right.
And so who did God call to go with Paul? Barnabas, you know. And I think that the Lord looks at that. And Paul, his whole ministry was about sacrifice, about giving himself up and giving himself for other people. And it's interesting, he talked about it over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, For you remember, brethren, our labor and our toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. In other words, Paul said, hey, I just want to remind you, I sacrificed to preach to you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do it expecting you to take care of me. I didn't do it expecting you to support me. I took care of myself so that you would understand that I'm coming to you free of charge.
Yeah.
And, you know, today, people just don't, they're not, you know, they're not, they don't understand that principle.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't understand that principle of sacrifice, of, look, I'm giving up something, like you said, to get something better. And obviously, you don't think along those lines.
No.
All you're doing is being willing to sacrifice. But Paul said, look, he said, I'm going to preach the gospel to you, and I don't want there to be any hindrance. So I'm going to sacrifice my time, and I'm going to work to pay my own way so I can preach to you.
Yeah.
And I tell you that is an amazing attitude, but it is a powerful, powerful leadership principle.
Yes.
That if you're going to have to sacrifice, if you're going to be a leader, if you're going to do anything for God, you know.
You know, I'll go back to a point you made just a moment ago. Just even being a follower of Christ, there were people that came to Christ and was going to follow Christ, but he said you're going to have to sacrifice something.
Yeah.
So just in being a follower of Christ,
exactly.
Sacrifice is part of
the
deal, which is not a popular thing in today's in our culture.
To pick up on that, John, over in John chapter 6, Jesus said, "You're going to have to eat my flesh and drink my blood," you know?
Yeah.
And they said, "We're out of here," you know, because they didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, a lot of times people don't understand sacrifice, but if you're willing to give up for the gospel, God said, "I'll take care of the rest."
Yeah, it's good.
And I've always found that to be true. Anything I've ever sacrificed financially, it's really not that big a deal, you know, to do it. You're willing to do it. God's always honored that and honored in many, many different ways. So just want to encourage you today, if you're a leader, and the way you know you're a leader is look and see if anybody's following you.
Yes.
That's how you know. If you're a leader, you're going to have to be willing to give up your time, your abilities, your finances. You're going to have to be a person who is willing to sacrifice in order to lead. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.